And the DEC is on the lookout for the Asian longhorned beetle, which I understand is an invasive pest that has found its way into the state.
Yes, the Asian longhorned beetle has been in New York since the 90s, but it's been restricted into down in New York City and central Long Island. There's quarantine zones set up there. In some areas, it's been eradicated. In some areas, they're still managing to contain it. So our fear is that it's going to get out of these urban areas and come upstate into the Catskills or Adirondacks and wreak havoc. This is a wood-boring insect that kills hardwood trees, primarily maples.
And there are plenty of maples in western New York, and although right now the emphasis is downstate, is there a concern, should western New York consider itself threatened if it's if the bug's not already here?
Yes, because first, like I said, it affects a lot more than just maple trees, but also western New York has a lot of ports of entry, and those are considered hot spots for the introduction of this beetle. So it's not as if the beetle came to New York City and now it's spreading out of New York City. It also just continuously comes in solid wood packing material from Asia. So we see new introductions of it periodically. And because of the ports of entry, you know, in Buffalo and Rochester and those areas, not to mention just all the industry in that area, we consider that a hot spot for the introduction of this beetle.
We'll post a picture of the beetle on our website, but just in terms of description, how would you describe an Asian longhorned beetle? How would someone recognize it?
Well, luckily, it's a really conspicuous insect. It's very large, anywhere from an inch to an inch and a half long, and pretty fat, shiny black bug. It's really dark black, like shiny jet black with bright white spots on its back. And it has really long antennae that are black and white banded. So it's pretty conspicuous. We do have some native beetles that it looks a little bit like. We have other longhorn beetles that are from New York that also are long and have really long antennae. But that's why we're here, is to help the public decipher whether they've got a native one or the invasive one.
Now, the DEC is asking pool owners to help out and keep an eye out. They're being asked to take a survey, to monitor. What is it you're asking of pool owners, and how do they get involved?
It's very easy. Just for the duration, starting in late July, from the duration that their pool is open, we ask that when they clean out their filter, and, you know, some people dump the contents on the ground, we just ask that they inspect those contents and look for insects that resemble the Asian longhorned beetle. And then take a photograph of anything suspicious and email it to our lab. And so it requires, you know, nothing needs to be sent in physically. It's really just a photograph. And if people want to officially sign up through the DEC, they can, and we'll send them specific instructions with some identification guides that'll help them better identify the beetle.
For the benefit of some more sound to work with, tell us again what the Asian longhorned beetle, the threat it poses in terms of if it finds its way into western New York. What's in danger?
Well, it's ecologically devastating, for one thing, because in a forest setting, it would just remove a lot of the primary hardwood trees. But especially in Buffalo, you'd have to worry more about street trees. You know, many of the streets are lined with beautiful hardwood trees, and just like what's happened with the emerald ash borer in towns that, you know, where the streets are lined with ash trees, all these trees would eventually die if they were to become infested, or the trees would have to be removed in anticipation of infestation if it was in the area. So it really affects homeowners, you know, with trees in their yard. It affects city streets, and it also affects municipal budgets. You know, it costs the town or the cities, you know, millions of dollars in tree removal fees, and it just impacts municipalities financially more than anything.
Let's say we do find the Asian longhorned beetle in one of our communities. How can you eradicate the bug?
So the key to eradication is early detection, and that's why we have things like the pool survey. If we find it early, we get in there and we cut down the infested trees and remove the wood, chip it, you know, process it and remove it. And if you do that over and over for several years, you know, each year surveying for newly infested trees, eventually you get ahead of the beetle and you eradicate it. However, if the beetle is not found early and it's allowed to really establish itself, then eradication becomes a lot more difficult, if not impossible.
If you here's a scenario, because we still have some season left, folks who might want to go camping, they buy some firewood somewhere, they transport it. Is chopped down wood, such as firewood, a place where the beetle might also bore in, not just live trees?
Yes, that's a huge concern for us, the movement of firewood, because what happens is these beetles, they bore into standing trees. The invasive ones will not bore in to cut wood. But what happens is they get into trees that are standing, and then those trees are cut down. And sometimes, you know, these insects spend up to 2 or 3 years sometimes inside of a tree before they actually emerge as adults. So then that wood is cut down with, immature life stages inside of the wood. And then as the tree sits there on the ground, those life stages mature. And then the wood is moved to a campground, and that's where they finally, you know, just by coincidence, happen to emerge as adults, and then they attack a new tree at the campground. So firewood movement, we think, has gotten a lot better in New York because DEC has, you know, created firewood regulations, and, you know, we restrict the movement of firewood through the state. So it's not as much of a concern, but it's definitely a major pathway that not just Asian longhorn beetle, but all of the wood-boring invasive insects that we deal with, it's one of the biggest pathways that they spread across the state.
And once again, I'm sorry, you were about to
finish
your point?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, sorry about that. So once again, if someone wants to get involved with a survey, again, how do they get in touch?
Just email Forest Health at, the email is foresthealth, all one word, at dec.ny.gov, G-O-V.
Okay. I think I've got enough to work with, unless there's any critical points I may have missed.
I don't think so. I think we're good. Okay. Just to stress, it is, you know, ALB does fly through the fall. Some people ask, oh, I only have a week left before I close my pool, or, you know, am I entering this too late? Because I think on some of the literature it says July through August, but it's really effective as long as somebody's pool is open. They fly through October.